Hi there, and welcome to day two of me looking back over the 12 episodes that we've done of Music Talks this year, and really building a composite episode of my favourite chapter, my favourite choice by each decade. So yesterday we did the 60s with Paul Doherty and me and Bobby McGee, and today is the 70s, and I guess some people will think this is a predictable choice, but I was really proud that when I made my Music Talk selections, I didn't actually choose any Springsteen on the basis that, for me, he spans more than one decade. But when you guessed one is a big Bruce fan and two chooses Born to Run, then I'm not really going to resist that opportunity. So it was a great episode with Ian Braisby. Really enjoyed talking to him. We've been at 19 concerts together, but obviously didn't know because we didn't know each other. But here's Ian talking about the iconic Born to Run.
Let's then get into music. I mean, obviously, what you'd be sort of at the end of the 70s, but you are now going to be the second of my guests who has chosen the song by Mr. Springsteen, for which I'm very grateful. And I always point out to people that I didn't actually have a Springsteen choice in my Music Talks. But tell me about that, because I know you've said in your mails that it's your favourite song. So I'm always keen to hear people's stories and experiences around Bruce.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, I don't recall much of 70s music at the time. I think when you're quite a young kid, you hear music on the radio, you hear your parents playing stuff, but you don't really have any concept of whether it's new music or old music or what it might be. And because I'm the older of two siblings, I didn't have thing that you often, I've heard you talk to guests about picking up music from your older brother.
Yeah, you were having to find the music as the eldest.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think my sister's ever forgiven me, but there we go. But now a lot of my very favourite music comes from the 70s, but obviously it's music I've kind of got into much later. So, you know, I love Queen, I love the Eagles, I love Jackson Brown. And so Bruce comes fairly into that category. I'm, as we've talked about before, a huge Springsteen fan. And the song I've chosen is very cliched, I suppose, if you want to look at it that way. But there's a reason why songs become famous and become iconic in terms of a particular artist in a particular era. And for me, that's very much the case. So, you know, when I came to the 70s, I didn't really have a shortlist. Much as I love so much 70s music, this is my favourite song that there is. And so it was certainly the simplest of all the choices I've made for the show.
Let's have a listen to it and then let's talk some more about it. To let it play until they, I want to know if love is wild, I want to know if love is real. So I was just thinking, if there's anyone listening
who doesn't recognize what that was, you're listening to the wrong show. Springsteen's Born to Run. And yeah, when I was setting your playlist up yesterday, Ian, and I do like to test things out because things go wrong. And it's amazing. I mean, God knows how many hundreds, probably thousands of times I've heard that song. And I said the best, it still just leaps out and sounds magnificent.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, for me, it's kind of that the song is what I would call almost the essence of rock and roll. I think it's got within it most of the things that I love about music, that I love about rock music especially.
Oh, go on. That's interesting.
Well, I think, in terms of the music, I feel it's such a driving and such a great rollicking song. It moves along at a pace. It's got great playing on it. And, I mean, you've got a fantastic sax solo in the middle of it by Clarence Clemons as well, obviously. Lyrically, I think it's great as well. I think it has something of a very optimistic feel to it because it's about being young. It's about getting out. And someone from a small town, that's something that definitely hit home with me when I first got into the song. But it's got a bit of naivety, a bit of romance. So I just think it's got a little bit of everything within there. And that's why I think it's stood the test of time with me, because no matter what stage of my life I've been at, it's always had something there that speaks to me.
Yeah, and that's a great summary. And I think the only thing in my mind, the only word you missed out there, is that it also has just enough pretentiousness in there. Let's face it, Hemi-powered drones is actually probably one of the worst lyrics anyone's ever written, but it works. It somehow works. And I don't think it's because I've listened to it 1,000 times. And I feel the same as you. You know, I can remember the first time in the 90s when Bruce came out and played Born to Run acoustic. And actually, he talked about that then, about, you know, this has been, it's, I think it was before, yeah, must have been before Land Home Dreams, but it was the theme of, this song's been a good companion to me and I hope to you. And hearing that acoustic, you know, it absolutely worked. And, you know, similarly, I think it worked in the Broadway show. And I love it when he talks about, you know, when he gets asked the question, don't you get bored playing Born to Run? And it's like, no. And his great word of, you know, it's always in a live concert, it's summational, it pulls together everything that's gone on that evening, I think. And one of my favorite things at a Springsteen gig is actually, and I do this every time, I've probably done it for the last 20 shows, is when he starts to play Born to Run, he's actually stopped watching him and the band and just watch the audience. Because I think, and it doesn't just happen in shows, but it is just, I think, joyous to sit and also to stand and watch and see how people are reacting to it. So, yeah, great, great song. And have you ever heard the Frankie Goes to Hollywood cover?
Well, actually, that was my first experience of that song.
Because I actually think it's a really good version.
That was my first discovery of the song. And I thought, this is a great song. And I looked on the Frankie Goes to Hollywood album cover and by Springsteen, and I thought, well, you know, this is interesting, because to me at that time, you know, Springsteen was kind of born in the USA and all of that kind of thing was happening. So it was the first time I kind of really got to know the song. So yeah, I agree totally, other than the fact it obviously lacks a sax solo, so it loses a bit of momentum in the middle. But I think they make a pretty good job of it. I think it's quite a nice tribute type cover version, rather than a reinterpretation.
They did have Trevor Horn producing them, who's no mug. Well, needless to say, great start. You were never going to go wrong with that one.